Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Today, in lieu of a biblical meditation, I'm going to continue with my apologetic series. This series is on information theory and how it negates the possibility of DNA's evolution. In the 1940s, as digital communications ramped up, Claude Shannon codified basic concepts of how to send and receive information along digital channels. His abstract model of communication goes something like this. The message source creates a message in an encoding language, transmits the message, and then on the other end, it is decoded by the message receiver. If there is a message with any coherence to it, there must be a message source. DNA is an extraordinarily coherent message. It's encoded in nucleotide bases, decoded by first RNA, and then transcribed into proteins, which then fold in 3D shapes that determine their functionality based on the chemistry of the protein sequence. A classic argument is the infinite monkey theorem. This is the idea that if you gave a monkey a typewriter, given infinite time, he might at least once, by happenstance, write Shakespeare's Macbeth, or War and Peace, or pick your favorite work of literature. Of course, one major problem is that no one argues that there was infinite time. Most secular scientists believe the Earth is a mere 4 billion years old. The probability of any combination of events occurring in sequence with one another requires multiplying the probability of each event, individual event. Say, a correct first letter out of 26 times the probability of a second correct letter out of 26 times the probability of a correct third letter out of 26, and so on. The probability thus shrinks exponentially. Hamlet is around 130,000 letters. The probability of a monkey typing all 130,000 letters in the correct sequence is thus one part in 3.4 times 10 to the 183,946 power. To put that in context, there are only 7 times 10 to the 27th power atoms in the entire universe, and 10 to the 80th protons, since atoms are made of both protons and neutrons bound together in the nucleus. Even if every one of those protons was a monkey who had been typing at random continuously from the estimated time of the Big Bang, usually supposed to be some 13.7 billion years ago, it would still be statistically impossible for one of those protonic monkeys to accidentally produce Shakespeare's Hamlet. In order to have even a 1 in a trillion possibility of that happening, we'd have to introduce the multiverse once again. There would need to be 10 to the 360,641 power universes, each filled with protonic monkeys typing at random for 13.7 billion years in order for this to happen. So, for all intents and purposes, the supposition of the information theorem is absolutely correct. If there is a coherent message, there must have been a mind to generate it. Information doesn't come from nothing. It cannot. So I hope that was helpful to you. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.